This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Last week, Justin Jefferson heard his name called in the first round of the 2020 NFL draft, getting selected by the Minnesota Vikings with the 22nd overall pick. The undefeated national champion wide receiver for LSU last year in 15 games had 111 receptions, 1,540 yards, and 18 touchdowns. And he's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Justin, congratulations. Thanks for the time, and how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just, you know, trying to stay safe from this corona stuff, and still trying to be, you know, working out and being in shape whenever I go to Minnesota.
Well, it is a difficult time with all that's going on in the world, but it also is an exciting time for you and your family. Take me back to Thursday night and what you were feeling when you got that life-changing call from Minnesota.
You know, that's one of the hard things about the draft. You know, all of these different interviews and all of these different mock drafts, you still never know, you know, where you're going to end up. So I'm kind of just patiently waiting for that phone call. It definitely is nerve-wracking and kind of exciting at the same time. But, you know, once you get that phone call, you know, all of the stress and all of the things that you have been thinking about, you know, prior to, you know, combine, and, you know, you're just trying to do your best there. So just finally being picked and finally being on a national team, a national professional team, you know, it feels great. It's a dream come true.
With you saying it's a dream come true, when did you first start dreaming of one day being an NFL player?
I mean, my whole career, I was definitely lightly recruited and, you know, not having, you know, that praise like a lot of other guys have. So I definitely had doubts in my mind of if I can be the type of receiver that I am today, or, you know, am I able to be that professional receiver? So, you know, going into my sophomore year and having my first time starting and, you know, having the year that I had, you know, I had the idea of it then, but, you know, just finishing off with the season that we had last year, I felt like it was a no-brainer.
How did you improve your game from the first time you walked on the campus of LSU until you left it? Because each and every step along the way, Justin Jefferson got better as a football player.
Oh, yes. I mean, coming in my freshman year, missing summer workouts and just coming in the second day of fall camp, definitely was hard for me. Definitely was hard to kind of pick up the slack from, you know, everybody else. You know, everybody else coming in during June and having those summer workouts, summer classes, and, you know, all those different things. And me not being able to do none of that stuff, I kind of was late to the party. So just having to put in extra work that I had to kind of catch up to everybody else and to kind of be that starter receiver that LSU needed me to be. So definitely working hard and putting in that extra work to become the player I am today.
It's amazing how many elite players that program had this year and how many people did take a jump from 2018 to the 2019 season. What's the secret with LSU? Because each and every player on your roster, it seemed like got better this year.
I felt like we all just kind of bought into what we had going on. We all felt like we had great players on the team. We were finally blessed with a great system to be put in. So kind of it was all up to us. You know, the coaches had done a great job preparing us for the season. They did a great job, you know, just putting in different things to help us win. So it kind of was only on us. We all came together and really just bought into to what we had going on. And I mean, it kind of helped us throughout the whole season. You know, during practice, we went 110%. We didn't take no plays off. And, you know, whenever we did, you know, we were accountable of each other. We got on each other. So the coaches didn't really have to do much, but, you know, just call the plays. We had to do the rest of, you know, what we had to do to become that national championship team.
Justin Jefferson from the Minnesota Vikings here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. When did you know that Joe Burrow had greatness in him, Justin?
As soon as he came in, we had, you know, conditioning runs, and he was pretty much first every single time. You know, he came in and wasn't that vocal player, and wasn't, you know, he was that shy player just being on a new team and surrounded by new people. So he came in and wanted to make a statement, wanted to show everybody else who he was capable of and that he was that starter quarterback for us.
When did it click this year? Obviously, you guys went undefeated. Obviously, you had so much success and you were dominant from start to finish. But when did it really sink in and you guys realized that not only were you doing something special, but something that was just so unbelievable to watch with what the whole program was doing and how maybe it was unexpected from the outside, but maybe not on the inside?
I mean, it started spring football when Coach Joe came in and introduced us to the pro-style offense and just kind of let us be playmakers and put in space and being put in different situations to get the ball and make some work with the ball. So, you know, spring football, we took the time and we started doing extra routes. We started putting in extra time towards our game that we didn't do before. So just kind of having that connection with Joe and just, you know, setting different workout times and, you know, different times where we go and throw to each other. That helped us during the season and helped us, you know, complete a lot of balls.
Justin Jefferson here with us. We know Minnesota in this process was looking to add a wide receiver to replace Stephon Diggs, who they traded to the Bills. What was your contact like leading up to the draft with the Minnesota Vikings, the team that eventually took you?
I mean, that's the thing about the draft. You kind of never know. You know, a lot of teams talk to you. A lot of teams put their time and effort towards you. But on draft night, you never really know, you know, who on their board, who they want to take first, and, you know, who they want to, you know, give that time and that opportunity to, you know, whoever they want to build the franchise around. So, you know, being picked to Minnesota and just kind of seeing and kind of is aware of, you know, who is on the team and the guys that they have on their team. So me going to Minnesota is definitely a great opportunity for me. I'm being put in a great situation with a great quarterback, a great offense, a great defense. So Minnesota is a great all-around team. So having an opportunity to go there and be that receiver for them, you know, it's definitely exciting, and I can't wait.
I know you can't predict what goes on in the draft, like you've been saying, but were you surprised that four wide receivers were selected before you?
I mean, yes. You know, I felt like I was the best receiver in this draft class, and, you know, being the fifth receiver off the board, it kind of was, you know, a shocker, but also, you know, having that on my shoulders going into this next season with Minnesota. So I'm definitely excited to show the world what else I have in store.
Yeah, I was surprised that Philadelphia didn't take you, and then you went the pick afterwards. What was your reaction when Philadelphia didn't take you at 21 and went with Jalen Reagor?
Definitely was saying to better my mind, saying to, you know, my brothers, my family, and everybody that, you know, every single person that picked the receiver instead of me, you know, are going to pay. You know, I'm going to show them that I am the better receiver than, you know, the pick that they had. So just like I said, I'm excited that I've been picked to Minnesota, just being put in a great situation with these different guys. You know, just I feel like God has brought me to this team for a reason. So you know, he pretty much put me in the best situation possible. So I'm definitely excited to go into Minnesota and competing for this Super Bowl.
You go to such a good spot for you, like you're saying, but there has to be extra pressure. There's always pressure on a first round pick, but you go into a spot that just traded away Stephon Diggs, and one of the picks they acquired when trading away Stephon Diggs was the pick that they selected you with at 22. How about that extra pressure, and how are you getting ready to embrace it?
I never really was, you know, afraid of pressure. I never really was trying to avoid pressure. So pressure busts pipes. So in order to control everything, you just kind of just got to be your own. You kind of got to go in this time, this zone that you have to be in, especially during this time, having to work out by yourself and, you know, kind of have to be independent right now. So just putting in the time and the effort and just doing all these workouts, just trying to stay in shape and just trying to, you know, go into Minnesota with my mind focused on what I have to accomplish.
What do you hope to learn from Adam Thielen, one of the better wide receivers in the league that now is a teammate of yours?
To be honest, everything. Everything that he knows, I want to know too. So to come in and be, you know, have him taking me under his wing and just provide me with all the information that he knows. I mean, he was a lightly recruited player also. So we kind of have that same chip on our shoulders, and we kind of have that urge to be the best. So having that type of player next to me and that I can call my teammate is exciting. And I'm kind of eager to see, you know, how we work together and the connection that we have with each other.
Wrapping up with Justin Jefferson, the 22nd overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft. For Viking fans that didn't watch you in college, which, you know, I was someone that did watch you in college, and what you did this past year was unbelievable. But for Viking fans or NFL fans that didn't watch you in college, what type of player are the Minnesota Vikings getting?
Versatile player that, you know, works his butt off and that has the urge to be the best receiver to ever do it. You know, I'm just want to come in and just provide for my team and do whatever it takes to put my team in the best situation possible. So, you know, just going into Minnesota and just being in a new environment and just being surrounded by a great group of guys, you know, this team definitely is looking bright right now. And, you know, we have everything that we need right now, and it just all depends on what we do with the opportunity.
But off the field, what is Justin Jefferson like? Outside of football, what do you do for fun?
I'm a fun person. You know, I have that characteristic, that outgoing characteristic. And, you know, I love to have fun. I love to be myself. And, you know, I just show that, especially on the dancing field last year, on the football field last year, just dancing and showing my personality. And, I mean, I'm bringing that towards Minnesota. So, you know, I'm just about to just be myself and you know, just give the team my whole energy.
Before we let Justin Jefferson run, I need your best Ed Orgeron story before we let you go.
Oh, man. He has so many stories. I mean, I feel like not a lot of people know, you know, when we go in the locker room and, you know, we're getting ready for a game, he punches himself in the jaw, and, you know, he get us ready for the fight that we were about to get into. So a lot of people don't know that about him, but yeah, before games he punches himself in the jaw and, you know, get his jaw set for a battle.
When you first saw him punch himself in the jaw, what was your first reaction? Because that has to be crazy going through your mind, right? Some
at
crazy
first,
thoughts.
It was like, you know, does that hurt? You know, he kind of hitting himself a little hard. So, you know, I'm asking him, I'm like, does that hurt? Like, I know that doesn't feel, you know, pleasant. So him doing that at first definitely was like a funny but, you know, serious moment. But, you know, that helped us, you know, just going to the game with our hands up with that energy. So it helped us throughout the whole career.
I love every interview that he does. And at the end of every interview, he ends it off with, "Go Tigers!"
Go Tigers.
Have you ever imitated Coach?
Yes. You know, we have a lot of teammates on the team that pretty much hit his voice perfectly. And, you know, just whenever we are in meetings and, you know, they'll hit that voice and we all think that coach is in there. And, you know, we all get quiet and, you know, we thought he was in the room, but it was somebody else imitating him. So we definitely had fun with his voice and, you know, kind of making fun of it. But, I mean, he's a one-of-a-kind coach and he's been doing great things for me. And he's the one that gave me that opportunity to come in and to play for LSU. So I was the last one to sign. So he took that chance on me.
Can we hear your Ed Orgeron invitation? Will you do that for us?
You want me to hit a Go Tigers? I'll hit that.
Go ahead.
Go Tigers. That was good.
That works for me. Justin, congratulations to you and your family. Be well. This was fun.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.